Top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Serious.
Hello world, top of the morning to you. This is Dr. Faye Maureen Butler, the anointed voice. Welcome to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show, and thank you for listening in. Top of the Morning is presented by Holder's House Ministries Incorporated, a learning community encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. Dr. Faye Maureen Radio presents 90 Seconds of Inspirations and Voices of the Nations. Good morning, by man Deesa with Toby Mack opens the show. Dr. Faye Maureen Radio presents Prayers of Acceleration. Prayer for accelerated vision and implementation. Father, in the name of Jesus, the spirit of delay and every hindrance is evicted from every area of my life. Release a spirit of acceleration. Flood me with vision. Superimpose your divine plan over my life. Increase my ability to discern. Let me hear accurately and see clearly. Let me set the pace. Be the standard of excellence. Blaze a trail to do great exploits. Lord Jesus, help me to recognize open doorways in my life where the enemy would try to come in. Cast down the high places that hinder me from fulfilling your purpose, completing your assignments, and giving birth to the destiny you place within me. In the name of Jesus, I quench every ungodly word spoken against me. I decree that every curse, every lie, and all negative words spoken against me that try to abort my destiny is null and void. I lose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy that will come against the plan of God in my life. Let the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness. Let God arise and my enemies be scattered. Forgive me for any unbelief, fear, and doubt. In the name of Jesus, I bind hopelessness and I lose hope against hope. I decree and declare that the heavenly conversation about my future and my success will come to pass. This day, I boldly declare that you have come for my words. In the name of Jesus, I release the quick manifestation of promises, acceleration of favor, sudden miracles on every side. Dismantle every manifestation or outcome of generational curses. Release generational blessings and wealth. No weapon, no hindrance, and no delay will stop me from pleasing you in everything I do. Weapons may form against me, but they will not prosper. Lord Jesus, send your angels to roll the stones away, blocking any of my financial wealth and spiritual blessings. From this day forward, let your blessings overtake me. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up. Lord, send laborers for the work, the project, the assignment that you have entrusted to me. I will be a good steward. Release new ideas, new ways, new thoughts. As you shift me to a high dimension, Lord, I thank you. Your word says that you will do a new thing in us. Stir up dormant gifts and talents to be used for your glory and honor. If you are for me, then who can be against me? There's nothing too hard for you. I thank you for giving me the ability to lead, to manage, and to negotiate with excellence. I thank you for divine elevation. Lord Jesus, let me not operate in the spirit of error. In the name of Jesus, I bind confusion and chaos. Grant unto me wisdom in every area of my life. I thank you for revelation and more spiritual understanding about matters that I couldn't understand before. Let me have and walk in a spirit of excellence. I want to be clothed with humility. I thank you for your promises to go before me and make the crooked places straight. I expect that you will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron speedily. Lord, accelerate the manifestation of your word. Give me the treasures of darkness, the hidden riches of secret places. Let a mantle of power rest upon my life. Deliver me and bring me into a large place. Lord, I thank you for this is my set time for favor and transformation. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Keep me from presumptuous praying. I say yes, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Prayers of Acceleration, Dr. Samarine Radio.
The Salvation Appeal. If you don't know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins, if you are not saved, if you are not born again, if you are not walking with Jesus in a personal commitment, I encourage you, I implore you, to get to know him, to accept him into your life. And it's very simple. The four A's, I'd like you to remember this. First, acknowledge that you are a sinner, for we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, all of us. So acknowledge that you are a sinner. Then, agree with John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he did give his only begotten Son, that if we believe in him, we won't perish, but we will have everlasting life. Then, ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of all of your sins. It's very simple. To say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of all of my sins. I acknowledge that I've been a sinner, but I know that you sent your Son to die for me on Calvary's cross. My sins are now under the blood. Forgive me of my sins. So it's very simple to ask God to forgive you. And then finally, all you have to do, Lord, say, Lord Jesus, I accept you into my life this day as my personal Savior. So the four A's. Acknowledge that you are a sinner. Agree with John 3:16. Ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of all of your sins, and then accept him in your life as your personal Savior. Very simple. So if you don't know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins, I encourage you today, get to know him. God bless you.
Scripture, comes from Proverbs 3, 1-6, and then Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11-13 in the King James Version. Proverbs 3, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." Jeremiah 29, verses 11-13. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart." The word of the Lord is blessed on this morning. The Creative Flow, Steve Asphalt, Creative Graphic Designer. The phone number, 917-294-0771. The Creative Flow is a graphic design and printing company located in Queens, New York, specializing in ministry and business branding, designing logos, flyers, brochures, business cards, and journals, Facebook cover artwork, and web flyers. They are located at 138-01 Springfield Boulevard, Springfield Gardens, New York. The Creative Flow has done all of my graphic designing as well as a few of my guests, and they have done a terrific job. If you follow me on any of the social networking sites, you see a great job that Mr. Steve Aswell has done. So contact him at 917-294-0771.
We heard Soon and Very Soon from Pastor Andre Crouch and the Disciples. We also heard from the Martins, "In Christ There Is No East or West." We're getting ready to go to 90 Seconds of Inspiration by yours truly, and then we'll hear Write Your Story by Francesca Battistelli. Then we'll go right to our first interview. Our special guest for today on Top of the Morning is Mr. Tom Taylor Mina out of Nevada, but he worked on the Apollo 13 disaster recovery team. He's an author, he's a consultant, he's a businessman, so you will certainly enjoy the interview, and then we'll have a short commercial break by Prophets Iris Jackson Ministries, Word Alive. And then I'll be back. But in that order, 90 Seconds of Inspiration, Francesca Battistelli, Write Your Story, and then Mr. Tom Taormina.
Dr. Faye Maureen Radio presents 90 Seconds of Inspirational Moments. Two moments: "My Adversaries Provoke Me" and "Big Doors, Small Doors, and Keys." My adversaries provoke me to pray. My adversaries provoke me to fast. My adversaries provoke me to cry. My adversaries provoke me to the secret place. My adversaries provoke me to stay in the Word. My adversaries provoke me to learn to use both hands in battles and to skillfully use all of my weapons: prayer, praise, worship, tongues, tithes, offering, time, the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the keys of the kingdom, the weapon of command, and the weapon of forbid. I am thankful that God allowed my adversaries to push me, that is, pray until something happened. My adversaries pushed me to give multiple births. Big doors, small doors, and keys. There are some doors God opens, just walk or run through. Then there are others where he gives you a set of keys, and then you must use the keys to the various doors. Don't underestimate or be misled by the size or shape of the door or the type of key he hands to you. The small door or seemingly insignificant offer was the key to many more doors. Remain humble. Don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think. I say this frequently. The person with your miracle / blessing may not look like you, dress like you, believe like you. Don't brush someone off so quickly because you may be in a seat of honor now. You don't know who you just insulted and who they know. 90 Seconds of Inspirational Moments, Dr. Faye Marine Radio.
Getting ready to go to the phone line to bring on the line with us a rocket scientist. He was at NASA. His name is Tom. I'm going to attempt to pronounce his last name, Teomina, but I'm really excited that he is taking time out of his schedule to come to be with us on Top of the Morning radio show. So we're getting ready to bring him on the line right now. Top of the morning to you. This is Dr. Faye. How are you feeling today?
I'm great. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you so much. So first, before we get started with the interview, can you just tell the listening audience just a little bit about yourself?
Well, thank you. The reason Dr. Faye called me a rocket scientist, I believe, is that I spent 14 years at Mission Control in Houston during the Apollo days. I was actually at Mission Control for the Apollo 13 disaster. I heard Houston,
wow,
we have a problem firsthand.
Wow.
And ever since then, my job was quality control engineer, but for the last 40-something years, I have spent my time working with more than 600 companies trying to codify and validate the what I call the Apollo business model, which is how we got to the moon in 7 years.
Wow, wow. Yeah, so tell the listening audience a little bit more about that. When really, how did you really decide to make the transition when you left NASA and then coming up with this business model? How did you really go about making that transition, or what I would say was the impetus that kind of pushed you to do that?
Well, a bit of naivety, I would think, when I got into the real business world. I was brought in as a manufacturing and quality manager at several different companies, and I just really didn't understand why everyone in the organization wasn't just completely dedicated to their job, and why they weren't all pulling in the same direction, and why they weren't accountable for their own work, as it were.
Right.
And that started me reflecting on what we did at NASA from the time JFK said we're going to the moon till the time we got there.
That's really interesting. So with your business model, can you talk to us a little bit about exactly, your business model? So if I said, well, we wanted to have you come in and do some kind of workshops, what do you really kind of, I guess, focus on with smaller companies? I know you've been doing this for quite a while, so can you tell our listening audience just a little bit about kind of what your model can do for, different companies, large or small?
Sure. The foundation is, if you think back to the Apollo era, whether you've seen it in movies or whether you're gray hair like me and you live through it, we just made up our minds to go to the moon and we did it. So
wow.
Whatever kind of business you are in today, you've made up your mind to do something, whether it's a pizza shop or a high-tech company or a drone manufacturing. It doesn't really matter what it is. Entrepreneurs have this fire in their belly, and it says, I've got this great idea. I'm going to bring it to market. And unfortunately, when they get started in the business world, unless they are just really surrounded by incredible associates who teach them the business side of it, the marketing side of it, the financial side of it, we tend to get hung up in our great ideas, and pretty soon we're struggling, or we've got employees on board that maybe don't quite get it, or they're not producing the way we hope. So
right.
The first thing we do is work with the leader, whether it's an entrepreneur with six people or a large company, and we ask the people who make the decisions, whatever their titles are, what is your value system? What are your goals? What is the teachable model we can develop so that everyone that works for you shares your goals, shares your value system, and we're all pulling in the same direction? And if they don't sign up for it, then we help them find another job somewhere else. So the very first steps in the workshop are typically me spending time off-site with the decision makers and having them really sit down and say, okay, I want to make the best or I want to give the best service in. And then we're on common ground. We can start going from there. And the rest of it is building the infrastructure around this model of everyone is accountable for their own actions, including the bosses.
No, that's true. So it sounds like you really, your group really comes and they deal with companies of all sizes, the small entrepreneur, the mid-sized company, and so it sounds like you deal with groups of all sizes, which I think is very good, because especially for the startup business, people really need a lot of direction. Sometimes it's not easy to get that direction. So now tell us about some of your other, products, your website, and what some of the things people can find there, and
you know, I know your book has already been launched and where they can get your book, and, you know, share some other things you might want to share with our listening audience.
Okay. The website is itwasrocketscience.com, and the book, It Was Rocket Science, is available through Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and all of the all of your favorite book outlets.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to communicate to the listeners is that when you pick up the book and start reading it, it's rich in the history of not only NASA, but where we got to in this country in the last 100 years.
Mm.
In that, a lot of our moral and ethical system has decayed.
Yes.
Yes. We could probably spend an hour on that.
Well, you know, this is a faith-based show, but, you know, it's funny you use that word decay, because that's a word I used the other day when I was talking about moral decay, so it's just very interesting. That's why I'm sorry for interrupting you. That's why I said yes, but go ahead.
No, don't. It's not an interruption. It's dialogue. I love dialogue.
Yeah,
I hate
yeah.
lecturing. So if, you know, business leaders who really, and leaders like you, you're definitely one of the leaders that I've discovered lately, these people are scratching their heads saying, how did we get to this point?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it I can't motivate my people, which is an oxymoron. We can only motivate ourselves, but we can create an environment for them to want to be accountable.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But no matter what we do, you know, pay, hours, promotion opportunities, the personal accountability and the desire for excellence is gone from our society. And if we let it continue, and I'm almost 70 years old, but I'm going to do this for another 30 years, and that is to help return us to the greatness we once had as a society. And the way to do that is to start with the businesses and say, let's do something really new. And hopefully some of the socioeconomic, political leaders will see us and say, you know what, if you read Tom's book, what he's saying is the reason we have computers today is because we went to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
The reason we
mm-hmm.
have fireproof suits for firemen is because of the Apollo 1 fire. The reason we don't have today alternative energy, the reason we don't have the medical breakthroughs we need is because we're not going anywhere. We don't have a mission. We will find
mm-hmm.
alternative energy the moment we decide to do something as radical as going to the moon.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah, and you have to be radical, and you have to always, to me, look to be progressive in the sense of looking and learning. And you're so right about that. With, you know, many changes in our country, it's really interesting because I actually remember when, and I don't consider myself that old, when even in General House, you know, for instance, Sunday was a very different day. A lot of things were closed. But now, you know, we're just in a very different society. But I think with books like yours and given the history of NASA and what it did for our country, it's really going to be, I think, a big help. For people, and when they get to understand your model and why you created the model, people will, I think, be very, very appreciative, not just of the history but kind of where the foundations of the model came from. Definitely, definitely. So any other last remarks before we have to say goodbye?
Yes, I encourage your listeners, because you do have a great following of faith-based listeners, to consider the possibilities of us turning around this civilization that we've created,
mm-hmm.
because we're almost at the 50% point where there's almost more takers than there are makers.
Mm-hmm.
And consider that we had this rich model in the 1960s and 70s,
mm-hmm.
and I've now
yeah.
documented it, and let's do something together.
Yes.
Let's make this country great again.
Yes, yes. And I just want to say I appreciate the fact that although you kind of could have retired and done many other things, you're still contributing and writing and teaching. And that's very important. people need to see that, because the generations need to teach the generations behind us, and that's what you're doing. So that's very, very important, and I certainly appreciate that.
Well, what I tell my kids and my associates is this is the only item on my bucket list.
Okay.
I'm not giving up.
Okay. Good. Good.
I've been blessed, and I want to share it.
Yes, I love that. The whole idea, this is on my bucket list, I'm not going to give up, and I really like that attitude, that you're sharing your knowledge and your blessings with others. And so we're so appreciative of that. But thank you so much for being on the show with us. And did I pronounce your name correctly? I said
Taramina, yeah.
Was that correct? Woohoo!
Yes.
Good. Hey. Hey, I got it, sir. I'm glad. But thank you so much, and I wish you all the best. I thank you for taking time out of your schedule, and even for what you did. You were at Mission Control, so, hey, I met somebody who was at Mission Control, and you were there. So you have a lot of knowledge to share, and we certainly appreciate that.
So
thank you
so much
for being with us.
And
yes.
Thank you for the work you do.
Yes. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Look forward to speaking with you again. Take care. All right. Bye-bye.
Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Not some things, but all things. It doesn't matter what it is, how difficult it may seem or how tragic it may appear. There isn't anything that you will ever encounter that's not working for your good. It's not designed to kill you, but it's designed to make you. It's making you better in the process. It's getting you closer to where you're supposed to be. You may not understand it, and you may not agree with it, but it's working for your good. You can rejoice because that which has come against you is working for you. Keep moving forward and don't let it hinder you. It's not a stopping place, but a stepping stone. Know that it's working in your favor. Rejoice and keep moving. You're almost there." This has been Word Alive, brought to you by Prophetess Iris Jackson of Iris Jackson Ministries.
We certainly enjoyed Mr. Tom Taramina and that short exhortation by Prophetess Iris Jackson. Right after this very short selection, Oh Sweet Wonder, we will go to the Voices of the Nation segment. We'll first hear from Prophetess Anita Snowden out of Georgia, where she delivers a prayer and a prophecy, and then we'll go right to our weekly contributor, Prophet Faithman Agueto. And he's just a dynamic man, dynamic teacher, and he also has another show on gospelisgolden.com at 12:30 a.m. on early Monday morning, Truth and Power Radio. Or you can go to his church website and download any of his teachings for free. And he is my co-host on the Wednesday show, Healing and Deliverance Show. But after this short selection, we'll hear from Prophetess Anita Snowden, then our weekly contributor, Prophet Faithman Agueto.
Oh, sweet wonder.
Drops of the throne of grace, that the people of God, in a vision, there has been a skeleton over America. He said the usefulness of the flesh has dried up. The beauty of thy kingdom has turned into a dehydrated corpse of shame and disgrace. Behold, God says, I have this against America, says the Lord of hosts. I will discover thy skirts upon thy face, and I will show the nations thy nakedness and the kingdoms the shame. He's saying, God is saying, come now, America. Come now, nations. Let us reason together, because Jezebel has loosed a spirit of deception called the mystical enticement, where the body of Christ is trying to be an icon in America, as if the church is an industry. God said, woe to you who are wise in their own eyes. Shall you have understanding of these things? For you are searching for knowledge in the land, for your degrees will not decipher, your titles will not qualify you, your rank will not grow. That the presence of God is. It is so crucial, America and the country. Without God, men will not be able to pray. There will be no proud power in the churches. The organs will be playing the music, but it will not compensate the soul. Choirs will be singing, but there will be no sweetness. God said you will be like a sounding brass and a tingling cymbal, for Satan has loosed all his informants. Let all men beware how they are called prophets, whom they chose after their own fancies, and how they consider their fancies and their dreams to be revelation from God. They are talking, flattering people in their sins, because their love has been flattered. Their love has been waxed cold. They talk smoothly to their prophets, and their prophets may talk smoothly back to them. Beware, church. Beware, country. Beware, America. Satan's modern philosophy is called seeker-sensitive, where all the false architects who have deliberately redesigned the worship services in God's church. They have taken the order, its few demands, and it's only a few that are a remnant in the pew. They are throwing an artificial approach to the worship service by diminishing the proper place of preaching and replacing it with a quasi-form spiritual form of sheer entertainment. People of God, God is really, his heart is really crying out for true worship. Now is the high time for true worship, where the true saints is going to lift up a true worship and a praise. The enemy desires to sift the church like he desired to sift Peter, but Jesus said, "I have prayed for the church that they fail, their faith fail not." Man is trying to live without godly principles. Riches won't redeem him. He will die without godly comfort. For the wealth of this world does not have the final say. For surely God yet speaks and issue recompense. Like sheep, they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall consume in the grave for their dwelling. But yet the church has become out of debt with God, but indebted with the world. We can build a church, but God has to do the benediction on it. We can design it, but God has to dedicate it. We can structure it, but God has to sanctify it. We can plan it, but God has to purify it. The brick mason put it together with mortar, but God put it together with mercy. The quarry provides the stones, but God is the chief cornerstone. The contractor worked by blueprints, but God has divine design. The structure is welded steel, but the superstructure is the plan of salvation. The Bible says in John 15, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Allow nothing to separate you from my love. Fulfillment is here, and it starts in me, says the Lord of hosts. What I have given you is for my name's sake. Forsake not the promise for your future. It is not in the hands of the naysayers. I see what you've done. Now see what I have done. I have opened a door before you that no man can slam shut. You don't have much strength. I know that. You use what you have to keep my word. You didn't deny me when times were rough, and I commend you on that. My word is inexplicable profusion power. When I speak, the winds obey. When I speak, the thunders clap. When God speaks, the trees bow at his presence. When I speak, the ocean gives way to my glory. Oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. If there be a reversal of the fate in the church, if there is to be a moment when the glory of God returns, then only those returning will experience my glory, and it will fill the temple. We must understand that the world needs a church where God's glory is heard, where God's glory is seen, where God's glory is felt, and where God's glory is experienced. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. The if is in the then. I, the Lord God, despises the cliques in the church. It's like cancer to my bones, inside the body spreading by uncontrolled opinions that is overused and betrayed by lack of original thoughts, which causes secret exclusions, making one think they have been denied access to the promise. Don't follow after these famous fools whose fruit is rooted in rotten soil. I have rejected them, for they are without relationship and preaching their own philosophy, persuading many false visionary speculation. The church has become spiritual apostasy. Apostasy is not the ignorance of truth, but it's the departure from the truth. It only occurs when you forsake the truth premeditated and deliberately. God's greatest presence is his presence. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. When God elevates you, he gives you the height above any given level with unitless degrees of dimension. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He gives wisdom unto the wise and knowledge unto them that knoweth understanding. For this is the word of the Lord from the God of heaven to the people on the earth. Father, we thank you. We thank you that the word has been birthed forth in the earth. God, now I need you to manifest yourself like never before. God, get the glory out of every word that was proceeded out of my mouth. God, I thank you for my sister, Dr. Faye Butler. God, I thank you for giving her the vision to help others. God, I ask you to bless this country, America. God, we need your blessing. We need you to step one foot down in the earth and destroy the works of the enemy. God, right now I ask you to birth forth this vision like never before. Show your glory right now. Stomp the naysayers right now. God, we ask that any hindrance, God, we will ask you to stomp it down like you did the walls of Jericho. God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you right now, God, to heal the land. God, hear our cries. Hear the remnant of the cries of your people, God. If my people, you said, if your people which are called by your name, oh God, right now I ask you, God, to heal the land. God, to smooth it, oh God. Make a way out of no way. God, make your hand touch Africa and bring those girls back safely to their parents. Right now, and we bind up everything that the enemy has held up in the atmosphere. God, we ask you to manifest your glory in this season like never before. Right now, God, I ask you to loose those things and bind those things. God, you already told us that we have loosened and binding power. God, we bind everything that in the atmosphere that the enemy has sold to us, and we loose blessings. We loose joy. We loose peace right now, and we loose blessings and favor upon our lives right now. And I ask you this. In your son's name, in your son's matchless name, Jesus Christ, amen.
You will hear signs of abundance of rain. Good news in the name of Jesus Christ. The dry season is over. The new season has started for you. Thank you, Father. Amen. Jam your hands together for Jesus this morning. Have Jesus been good to you? What is the answer? Can I hear yes this morning? Can I hear yes? Somebody say, Jesus, you are being good to me. Hallelujah. This morning we started something titled New Season. New Season. A new season of your life has started. I said what? A new season of your life have started. And this season is a glorious season. This season is better than the last season of your life. This season is a season where God will exceed your expectation. This is the season of rest and increase. It is also a season where God will bring you into things that you never believe you are going to receive. There are certain things you thought would never happen in your life, but it is going to happen. There are things you thought that was very far from you, but right now you will discover it's close to you. Why? It is a new season. Whenever God wants to change a people or change a man, he gives him his word. The first thing that God gives to you is word, it's not money. If you can rely on that word, the money will come. What you're looking for is in the word. Just believe it. What you're looking for, the problem is not what the doctor said, it's what you believe. The problem is not what the lawyer is saying, it's what you believe. It's not what they said, that there is no job, there is job. There is what? There is job. Look at somebody say there is job. Can I hear there are businesses? So, you are not going to rely on what they have told you, you're going to rely on what God is saying to you. And what God is saying this morning is all things are possible. You can't give up right now, you can't quit right now, you're close to your expectation. Your expectations are coming to pass. Huh? I said what? Your expectations are coming to pass. I don't care how long it has started, but surely. Can I hear surely? Can I hear surely? One thing I like about God, he does not forget the promises he made to you. When God tells you something, it's not about what you have done or what you did not do. He will bring that word to pass. When God gives you a promise, it's not about what you can do or what you cannot do. That promise will come to manifestation. So we are in a new season. God told me yesterday, he said, Discovery Christian Center has entered a new season. And everyone who is connected to it is in that season. It is a new season. I know you are used to certain things happening, but can you change your mind this morning and say, Lord, I believe this prophetic word. In the book of Luke chapter 5, Peter and his men, they went for business and they couldn't catch anything. Business was not good. These are professional fishermen. They are so skillful that they can know the sound of the water, the sound of the river. They know when fish is coming and when fish is not there. They are well skillful men. They went for business but not in work. But one day Jesus showed up before them and said, can I have your boat? Let me say this to you. One of the ways you rise with God is through partnership. One of the ways you increase with God is through partnership. I've never seen anybody who partnered with God and remained the same. I've never seen anybody who have an intention to advance his kingdom and remain the same. They don't remain the same.
Are you looking for a great deal on your next trip? Do you know someone that's about to take a trip? Book your hotel at getaroom.com. 855-680-3235. Holder's House Ministries is a partner with getaroom.com. So book a room at this number, 855-680-3235, and you will get a great deal. Book by phone and save big. Thank you very much. What a wonderful, delightful show. I just want to share a few announcements with you. You are cordially invited to come to worship and celebrate with the Upper Room International Ministries Church of God in Christ. We have officially relocated to Queens, where I serve. I humbly serve as pastor. It's prayer, power, and preaching with miracle signs and wonder. If you need to be healed, we invite you to come and join with us Sunday morning. Sunday school begins at 8:45 a.m., and our worship celebration begins at 9:30 a.m., and these are current summer hours. The location, 17009 107th Avenue, Jamaica, New York, 11433, between 170th and 171st Street. You can also take the Q45-83-84-85 to 107th and Merritt, the 83. You can take it to Liberty and Merritt. But you get off, if you're getting off at Liberty and Merritt, just walk a few short blocks down to 107, make a left. Or if you're getting off at the corner of 107, if you see a car wash to your left, just walk up two short blocks and you'll see the location right on your left. So come, it's prayer, power, and preaching with miracles, signs, and wonders, and you will be blessed. So come and join us. And beginning in about a week, we'll be doing prayer and teaching on Wednesday evenings. We'll be teaching, so come out and fellowship with Upper Room International Ministries Church of God in Christ. Also, August 11th through 18th, the celebration convocation of the New York Southeast Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. We will be celebrating the first convocation of Bishop Tyrone L. Butler. Yes, he is my brother, but he also serves as my bishop. We have some dynamic speakers lined up. And then at Monday the 18th, we'll have an inaugural gala affair. Put on your best clothes. We're going to celebrate at the Surf Club in Westchester, New York. If you need tickets or information, if you're connected with Pastor Kenneth J. Jones on Facebook, please reach out to him or Evangelist Iris Stuke Stevenson from Lonnie White Memorial Church. But it's going to be a gala event. And also on this week, July 10th, Breadcrumbs Volume 1, finally, it is here. The date is finally here. It's inspirational quotes, motivational thoughts, and this is just the first volume, first book of many books that I'm certain that I'll write, that the Lord has put in my spirit, but you will be able to go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, available for Kindle. We also have an audio file. Hopefully that will be uploaded by that time as well. But July 10th, yes, please purchase the book. This is a very, very exciting time. And we still also have some singles available at CD Baby, Amazon, and iTunes. Get them now, whether only 99 cents. We've done some recordings, and we'll have some CDs available very shortly. But get these singles. They're teaching lessons on understanding time and seasons, or one lesson on how you can stir up the gifts within, or two prayer singles. So just put my name in at Amazon, iTunes, or CD Baby, and you can get those for just a dollar. So please support the ministry. And if you have not downloaded my mobile app, if you are an iPhone or Android user, you can download my mobile app, and that'll connect you to all the information. And you can also go to my website, www.drfaymaureen.com, to give you another view, just for some of my academic things, some of my other presentations, some of the interviews I've done already. So a lot is going on, but we give all the glory And all the honor goes to the Lord Jesus Christ for bringing his word to pass. And we're excited in his ship. And we thank you for listening in. We thank you just for being part of this whole process. And we certainly thank our guests on today, Prophetess Snowden, Tom Terramina. We thank Prophetess Iris Jackson just for all of your support. But we are at the bottom of the hour. And it is time to say goodbye. Until next week, we'll be right back at this place. But if you follow me, please join us on Wednesday morning. Myself and Prophet Agbado from Nigeria for healing and deliverance through prayer, prophecy, and preaching, 6:30 a.m. at this same place on Wednesday morning. But this is Dr. Faye Maureen getting ready to sign off. As we end this show, we're just going to play a little bit of Prayed Up by the one and only Karen Clark Shear. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Promote the three G's, God, the gospel, and good things. Top of the morning to you.
J-C-S.